Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday, and let's get the week started off right. Positive attitude, positive outlook. This is where we're going. There's so much negativity around us. We can't let that eat into us, because negativity, hate, it really is contagious. Log on to today's poll question. I would love to have your opinion on this. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you support President Trump's executive order, the action on extending unemployment benefits? This really is almost a 50-50 debate when you get into it with people, because guess what? If he's going to start making executive orders on the things that Congress can't get done, well, I'm totally in support of that because he's been making the right decisions. But these trillions of dollars, these trillions upon trillions of dollars, guess what? It's debt. It's our debt. How are we going to pay it back? What's going to happen to us? Nothing angered me more than listening to commentary from the so-called professionals talking about this debt and the use of federal dollars, that they weren't state dollars. They were federal dollars. That really shows the mindset of Washington, D.C. and the people in D.C. It's their federal dollars. No. I don't care what you call them. That's our money. That is our money that has been illegally taken from us. Because remember, well, you probably don't, because they don't teach this in school when they talk about the amendments, when they talk about ratifying things. You might remember the whole income tax thing. Which one was it? Was it the 16th? I got to go look that back up. I'm probably wrong. They never ratified it. It never got approved. And somebody actually said paying your taxes is just morality. That if you pay your taxes, you are a moral person. Well, then I guess I want to be immoral. Because if you feel that it is a moral issue to pay your taxes, then shouldn't it be an even more moral issue to use that money by the will of the people, not sending it out to other countries across the world for your political influence, for getting information that to me seems bogus most of the time? $25 million for the location of one person to track them down? That's really? That's 25 families here in this country that could have been helped with medical bills, could have saved lives. We are a nation now of shoulda, woulda, coulda because of Washington, D.C. and what they are doing. So there's today's poll question. I know I got a little off track. Do you support President Trump's executive action on extending unemployment benefits? Friday's poll question, should the NRA just give up its nonprofit status, get the hell out of New York, and tell prosecutors to go pound sand? 55% said yes, 45% said no. Guess what? NRA has now filed their own lawsuit, so they're going to stand and fight. As for today's poll question, those supporting President Trump, 70% so far, yes, they support the president's action. So before we took the break in the 10 o'clock hour going into the 11, I said that I want to bring up something to you on COVID that is really, it's frustrating, especially as we have two more deaths in northern Nevada that have been contributed to it. So even Mayo Clinic experts are talking about testing concerns. And I tried to explain this to my mother while she was here this weekend. And yes, I know that's why I could not attend the weekend festivities, because my mother and my brother were here. And I will be honest, because some people say, well, you should have brought them with you, you know, come on down. And the time that I have with my mother and my brother is very precious. And I put everything on hold because I don't have much time left with my brother. And he's going downhill fast. And it's just a personal choice to be there with him, even if it's just sitting outside and talking. So I will be at the protest this Saturday if it does go on, because I don't know. I haven't seen the updated Facebook post yet from Carson City BLM, because it was such an outpouring on Saturday, 20 to 1. I mean, come on. Did you get the message the first time around? You are not wanted there, Black Lives Matter movement. Because in Nevada, we treat everybody the same. And we get hot-headed, and sometimes something is said that people don't mean. But no, the liberals out there have to get on stuff and twist it. I need to go pull that interview with Don Lemon. Can't stand that man. And not because of the color of his skin. I can't stand that man because he lies on national television to the people who trust him or used to trust him. Just look at their ratings. I need to get the interview with Don Lemon and Morgan Freeman. When he asks him, is there racism in America? Is it a systemic problem? Because Morgan Freeman's message is perfect. Let's go to the talk and text line and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to talk about Trump. So, Ryan, thanks for calling the show. What's up?
Welcome. You know what? I kind of like what President Trump was trying to do, because he's seeing that hand right on the wall. In fact, if he doesn't get something done before the recess, then he's going to get painted with a brush of, like, if I were one of the Democrats, I'd paint him and the Republicans are the people that don't care at all about you. You're a middle-class person. And that's right. Why he's trying to get this through. But he's going to get nailed, because in the Constitution, only Congress can deal with taxes and money. So
well,
that's how you get nailed on that.
And that's why I try to tell everybody that he does everything for a reason. And that's why he took to task, you know, before the Supreme Court, Obama's executive orders, because he wanted to make sure that that decision was put in place. And now he's going to start making some executive orders that can't be passed by or, you know, rescinded by the next so-called president. Yeah, in 4 years, you know, when he's out of there. So, Ryan, thank you so much for the call and supporting Trump. And that's just the basic fact that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, have put in all of this crap. I know usually I say garbage, but crap into this relief package for illegals, for corporations, for things that aren't about the American people who are in desperate need right now. Desperate need. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Bruce this morning. Wants to talk about election finances. Hey, Bruce, thanks for calling the show.
Well, howdy, Monica. I am so happy to hear your voice this morning.
And right back at you, sir.
Well, you know, Donald Trump promised to drain the swamp when he took office. And there's a lot of folks under the impression that the swamp exists only in D.C. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah.
That swamp is right here, alive and well, in Reno, in our state. Yeah, it's at the national level, but it goes right down to the county and the city. If anybody wants to check me out on this, it's real simple. All you have to do is go to the Secretary of State's website and look under the campaign finance tab. You can look up any candidate by their last name and see where their money is coming from. Now, let's look at a local district here, District 31. You have Skip Daley running against the incumbent, Democrat, running against Jill Dickman, Republican candidate. Dickman's campaign finances come 100% from the state of Nevada. She hasn't taken a penny from anywhere out of state. But you look at Skip Daley's finances, he's getting money from all over the country. Now, why do you think that is?
Because Democrats just will do anything and take anything from anybody to stay in power.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. But I think that there is a major push at the national level to take any office in this country from a Republican. It doesn't matter whether it's a Republican running for dog catcher. The Democrats want to put somebody from their party in that office, and they will go to any effort to do it.
And that's why I try to stress to people, there is no such thing as a nonpartisan office. Okay, sheriff, county clerk, whatever. You should
exactly
know the
correct
political party of every single person running for any office out there. And what really concerns me too, Bruce, as you talk about elections, is in the proposals that Cicilline was putting out, $3.1 million in reductions from the Secretary of State's office, including leaving positions vacant, cutting spending for a team implementing automatic voter registration, which that might be a good thing, and reducing the costs of elections. How are you going to reduce the costs of elections when we need more verification on this coming election now more than ever? And he's usurping responsibilities from the Secretary of State's office.
Oh, he completely neutered her. She is basically a non-entity in the upcoming general election. Per his proclamations and what happened with AB 4, Secretary of State doesn't have any influence anymore. She's basically a non-entity. Of course, our Constitution says otherwise, but the fact remains, he totally usurped any authority she might have.
No, I think it's kind of funny that you brought up our Constitution for the state of Nevada, because he's already disregarded that. I'm sure there's a, you know, there's a shredder somewhere in the governor's office that actually has a copy of our Constitution in it. So, Bruce, thank you so much for calling the show today. And Steve, hang on the line. We'll be right back after this really quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and what a day it is. It's Monday, and it's the start of a whole new week leading up to Saturday. What's Saturday? Another protest. Joining us on the talk and text line at 884-9910 is Steve. Steve, are you ready for another rally this Saturday?
Oh, man, if it's going to be anything like the one that we had here in Gardnerville this weekend, absolutely.
Wasn't that fantastic? Now, Steve, were you there from the beginning?
No, I was unable to get there right from the beginning, but my wife went down about an hour after it started, about noon, and she told me how far back the street all the people were rallying. And then I didn't get to go down until about 2 o'clock, and by then, there was substantially less people, but the amount of people that were there, it was overwhelming how many people were there. I can just imagine what it was like at the beginning.
Well, because I had heard, I'm getting a few emails from people that the BLM, the Black Lives Matter movement, people actually started to move and meander through the community, and they were turned around. And
yeah,
because people in the community came out.
Yeah, I seen the people that were basically in the pickups just driving up and down the street, the militia, I suspect, driving up and down the streets. And no, there was no place for them to go. But the main reason I wanted to call was that I just wanted to thank everybody in the community that came out. I am a transplant from California about 3 years ago. And I lived there.
Welcome.
In the Central Valley. And I lived in the Central Valley for about 40 years. And I went to the Tea Party rallies, and I went to the city council meeting, and I just seen my rights being eroded like little bit by little bit by little bit. So when I finally got the chance to kind of think about retiring, I looked for somewhere that had kind of the same values that I had. And I found Gardnerville, and I was totally excited about living here, and I love living here. But I was watching the Facebook posts when this Coverly and the librarian conflict started, and I seen a whole bunch of things. I would say probably 30% of the Facebook things were really negative, and it really looked like it was probably, you know, they were probably plants. But it made me feel like, man, did I make a mistake by moving here? Is my community really eroding again like it did in California? And so when I went out to the rally and I seen all the support for you know, our community, it just made my heart warm. It was awesome.
Yeah. It shows how when the community comes together, we can fight off anything. And that includes people being bussed in from out of state because they have nothing better to do than to be misled by people. So, Steve, you made the right decision. I'm glad that you're here, and please stick around. Don't have the attitude that you're going to have to find someplace else, because we will not let Nevada, especially our beautiful rural communities, be taken over by the liberal mindset and by the, you know, basically domestic terrorists trying to come in and scare us. So, Steve, thank you so much for the call, and I'm glad you got to see what our community is all about. Mike wants to talk about Saturday's rally in Gardnerville. Mike, thank you so much for... Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Samantha, wants to give a little shout-out. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, Monica. I want to give a shout-out to those fantastic militia men and women who are out there on Saturday. So professional. I'm a retired police officer from a very violent city, only third to Detroit and Chicago, Oakland. And the firearm safety was fantastic, of course, with the militia and everybody else that I saw there who was armed and exercising their Second Amendment rights. We will definitely be there on Saturday if it happens again. And thank you for encouraging people to go. It's so important since you said that,
I do want to let people know I was just sent this by one of my friends on Facebook and just one of my friends in general that, yes, the rally will be happening again with Black Lives Matter, the protest, and the support rally for backing the badge will be there as well. So it's going to start at 10 o'clock Saturday, same time, same place as it was. Be ready. And this time, instead of Jerry, you guys got to suffer through with me. So I'll see everybody there on Saturday.
Oh, we are so looking forward to it. We need everybody there who wants to support our Constitution and not see it taken away.
Well, I think we're going to see about the same number of people, Samantha, because I got so many Facebook and emails that, well, I can't be there this Saturday, but, you know, I'll try to come next Saturday. So I think the people that went this last Saturday can get a break because there's going to be just as many people there this Saturday, if not more. So we'll handle
it. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for your show, Monica.
Thanks, Samantha, for your service to the community and for being a listener. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today. Please head on over to 991fmtalk.com. That's our webpage. And you can check out today's poll question. Are you supporting President Trump's decision, his executive order that he put in place to, well, continue on with unemployment benefits? It's a little bit above. It's not the 200 that the Republicans wanted. It's not the 600 that the Democrats wanted. It's $400 above the unemployment. So a little bit something extra coming your way. If you can even get unemployment from all of the scams that are out there that have depleted billions upon billions of dollars, I honestly don't see how this could happen. It should be easy to verify with an employer if this person worked there at the company, if they were laid off because of this stupid coronavirus farce. It's incredible. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for bringing us today's poll question and last Friday's poll question, pretty much split 55 to 45. Do you think the NRA should just move out of New York after the lawsuit was filed? But hey, they're filing one back. I get so many emails in the morning during the show, and I try to go through them because I think that a lot of the show comes from the topics that you're sending me. And sir, I am really pissed off now, not going to use your name, that I opened your email. Somebody sent me pictures of the Republican headquarters, and this is the one in Carson City. So after replacing a flag that was damaged, came out this morning and found that their brand new American flag was with scissors all cut apart. And in the parking lot was the term fascist spray painted on the wall. So desecration of the American flag, criminal act, and vandalism with the spray paint, another criminal act. By people who don't understand what they are fighting for or against. Because fascism, and it's really easy to find this out, they have this little app called a dictionary because people just don't even have dictionaries anymore. A political philosophy, movement, or regime, such as that of fascist, that exalts nation and often race above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader. Severe economic and social regimentation and forcible suppression of opposition. Yeah. You Antifa members? You members of the Black Lives Matter movement? You don't get it. Your actions, your support of Biden, you are the fascists. You are committing criminal activity against what you say you hate. And you're the criminals. Because in the education system, you haven't learned the difference from a free society to what fascism, socialism, Marxism, all the isms out there, it's all the same thing. It's communism. And I just want to thank everybody from Saturday's event that came out and showed it's not a black or white thing. It is not about Black Lives Matter. That counter protest was to support law enforcement, to back the badge, to back Sheriff Daniel Coverly, to support the community. And let you know, you little terrorists out there, that you are not going to come into a community that is led by Republicans. How stupid are you? How uneducated are you? That Republicans aren't going to let you do that. If you want to do your little, you know, burning the city, burning the churches, burning the courthouses, burning stuff, defacing stuff, upsetting the community when they're trying to sleep. You need to keep that garbage in Democrat-controlled areas. Because patriots aren't going to allow it. Speaking of a patriot, let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Vance this morning. Vance, you were at Saturday's event.
How did it go? Oh, it went beautiful. It had a turnout close to what I was hoping for. We were guesstimating about 3,000 people at the peak. But it was 3,000 people versus about 30. And as far as the BLM people meandered through the neighborhoods, what it was, and my brother engaged in that aspect of it, what it was is we were just thoroughly torqued off with their ignorance and their arrogance, and that equals stupidity. The people were hurting these BLM folks around. And then, what is not mentioned, I sent you a report via email yesterday, and what was not mentioned is we had about a half a dozen people from La Raza show up.
Okay, wait a minute. But they're khaki. La Raza is the Hispanic group that believes that California belongs to them, and they want it back.
Not just California, the whole Southwest.
Oh, that's, yeah,
not
New Mexico, Arizona.
It's the whole Southwest, including Nevada. Okay? But anyways, about half a dozen of them showed up. They had their khaki blouses on and their berets, and they had their Aslan flag. And, man, did that draw in the residents, okay? And there was one guy on horseback. There were four people that showed up on horseback, but one guy in particular actually actively used his animal to help herd these people around. We drove them off. Now, people say it's not right to use their tactics. Baloney. My objective is, and my technique is, and I learned this the hard way, is that when you run into people like this, you tear them down. You tear them down, and then you ask, when they finally get worn out, and they will, you ask them, now, you want to talk? And if you want to talk, these are the conditions. Now, the difference between us and them is we tell them, do not take what we tell you as gospel. Take what we tell you and you research it and stick it up against you and what you've been taught, what you've been indoctrinated in. That's the difference between us.
Yeah.
And that's the way I'm doing it. I'm going to tear them apart and then ask them, do you want to talk? Do you want to listen now? So
sounds good to me.
It was fun. I'm going to be down there next Saturday.
All right. Well, I hope I get a hug.
Oh, two bits of points of humor. Okay. Cowboy Barbie showed up. When I heard that voice, I walked over to him. When he got done doing what he was doing, I looked up at him and says, hi, bloody time, you showed up. That lost 4 pounds. Weight I've been wanting to lose.
See, perfect. This is great exercise. Get out and stand for your community and you'll lose weight. Vance, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time today. Let's go back to the lines and check in with Ron. Ron, you're from Peru?
Yes, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. Thanks for calling the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Big fan, big supporter. And the Latin community here in Reno is also being awfully quiet about supporting President Trump, but I'm one of them. I'm not afraid to express my support. And I just want to give you a little piece of history. It may help our cause. Back in my country in the late 80s to mid 90s, there were two organizations. One is called the Shiny Path, and the other one, Tupac Amaru Movement. Those two are the blueprint of what's going on in America right now.
Yeah.
And if we don't declare it as a terrorist organization, I'm afraid that it may turn into 1990 Peru. We were bombs everywhere, every week, blackouts, and all for the same fake causes. And they're Maoists. They're using indoctrination methods starting school and colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that before? That's unfamiliar.
Yeah, that happens in every single, you know, it's just history repeating itself, Ron, because the kids aren't taught real history. And now there are even legislators who want to abolish teaching history altogether, just like the ones that are saying that proper grammar is racist.
All that is just a smoke mirror. They've been working in the infiltration in education for decades, and they accomplished the goal. Now, if we don't declare in terrorist organizations, I'm afraid that we have a long battle ahead of us. I'm talking decades.
Yeah. Ron,
it's scary. So America, wake up.
You are absolutely right. You've already lived through this, and your experience needs to be shared. This is what the younger generation, well, to me, anybody in their 30s is the younger generation, but this has been going on, like you said, Ron, for decades, the university levels. Well, those kids graduated from university with all this liberal knowledge, and they became teachers in the elementary systems. That's why you see all these teachers out being arrested during these violent protests, because they're the ones that were indoctrinated in the 80s and the 90s, and now they're bringing it into the high schoolers of today, even the elementary schools. And a lot of them use the Green New Deal, you know, they use the climate change, that whole thing, as part of the indoctrination. Ron, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely not. Thank you for your support. Oh, well, I was going to say that they like to talk about systematic. The only systematic failure that we have here is the systematic indoctrination of the radical teachers that are molding our young minds, that they haven't lived enough to know what they're fighting for. They have no clue what they're going to lose.
Ron, I'm stealing that. It's no longer systematic racism. It's systemic racism. It's systematic and systemic bad education. Ron, thank you so much for calling into the show today. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your enthusiasm and working for your community to try to educate those who are so uneducated. I try to look at both sides of the picture. I try to listen to both sides of the argument, and that's the thing with Republicans, with people, with the Independent Party, independent thinkers. That's why there's almost always so much turmoil in the Republican Party, is because we are filled with independent thinkers. Democrats, liberals, not so much. They're told something. They're told, this is why you're following it. This is what you do. This is how you fight against it. And they just build armies. They build troops of mindset, brainwashed liberals to go up against everybody else. That's why when you try to say and try to have a conversation with a liberal, as soon as you've won the argument, they just call you a racist and walk away or try and shout you down. There's no having a real conversation. And until the left admits that, until people admit that, like Ron said, it's going to be a very long fight. And I just really hate to see that in this country. In this amazing country that was brought together to embrace all, who had the dream of liberty, who had the dream of freedom, freedom of religion, freedom from tyranny, the right to pursue happiness, to pursue wealth or not to pursue wealth, to pursue a family or to not. And they're destroying it. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, what a day. What a day. I wanted to bring you all kinds of different things, but when you start talking about patriotism and the fact that American flags are being desecrated all over the place, not just yesterday, people showing up at the Carson City Republican headquarters today to see fascism spray painted on the wall, to see the American flag all cut up, and that's, I believe, the second time they've had to replace that flag. How does that share a message? How does that bring people to your way of thinking? That you just hate this country so much. You know, you say that Republicans are fascist, but remember, you know, it's perfect calling Sisolak, Cicilline. because you might remember that it was Mussolini who is considered the father of fascism. So Cicilline here is our father of fascism, our dictatorial leader who keeps shutting us down. You want to bring the economy back? Open up the damn state. Let people open their businesses that they've worked their entire lives for. Let people do their jobs that they want to do and stop forcing them to be on an unemployment system that is garbage, that politicians have let go to hell. Over 20,000 people here still have not one penny. Not one penny of unemployment. But then again, if my husband has already had two false claims in his name, are these unemployment numbers real? A lot of people out there getting scammed, their names being used. Could it be the same thing with the COVID numbers that are coming in? Because they're not COVID numbers, they're coronavirus cases. They're not testing for COVID-19 in most places. You know what is also a coronavirus? The common cold.